You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, this is Phil Rogers, MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition. As always, joined by Kerry Muscat, Cubs beat writer. Kerry, how you doing? How you enjoying our summer?
Everything's been great so far.
Well, I tell you something that's been great for Cub fans and for writers covering the Cubs has been watching Anthony Rizzo on another one of his little tears and kind of, I think, validating himself as a potential MVP candidate by year's end. Watching him on this run, is there anything you could point to, Kerry, that you kind of say this got him going or he's doing this especially well as a hitter to really get back and have the production he's had over the last week or so?
I think it's just, maybe it's just inspired baseball. I mean, I think everybody kind of goes through a, for lack of a better term, a dead arm phase, and maybe, you know, it just needed to catch a second wind. He's told us that he's very much looking forward to the month of August because the Cubs are going to be home for a really long stretch. Not only do they have a homestand, a seven-game homestand, then they just go, you know, 8 miles away down to play the White Sox, and then they have another homestand, so they're going to be in their own beds pretty much for the month of August, and Anthony was saying that was pretty good. What I like are his numbers against lefties. He's hitting .350 against left-handed pitchers, so lefties, righties doesn't seem to matter.
Yeah, I looked something up recently on that and was surprised to see last year he was around .300, but you go back a couple of years ago, he wasn't doing, you know, hitting even .200. Just the evolution of a hitter and I guess his natural talent coming out, huh, Kerry?
Yeah, and he's not afraid. I know he's been hit a lot by pitch. You know, he's been hit 21 times, which is the most in the majors, but he's up close to the plate. He chokes up and just really seems to have a really good approach, and that's all you can ask for.
Well, as we speak, the Cubs are going to be seeing four consecutive right-handers this weekend from the San Francisco Giants. They missed Madison Bumgarner, who pitched in the last game before this series against the Giants, and also looks like the return of Miguel Montero at some point early this weekend, out since July 11th. For starters, Kerry, it seems like he's gonna, if this plays out, he's going to be back a little ahead of schedule. Does that seem to be the case?
For Montero, you mean?
Yes.
I would think so. I guess what Montero told us was that the only way that this is going to completely heal with his thumb is if he were to sit out the season, and he doesn't want to do that. So what he's always worn a thumb guard. And now what he's done is created kind of a thicker one for his left thumb. For anybody who doesn't know, he was out with a sprained left thumb, and he's hoping that this new device is going to give him enough padding and that he'll be able to handle pitches. He tested it. You know, he was ready. He'd rehabbed down in Arizona, and he was ready to come back and be activated when he rejoined the team from Arizona, but the Cubs wanted him to get in the game, and they wanted him to actually catch and see what it felt like. And I think he's passed all the tests. He could be activated pretty quick.
Well, with Montero out, Kyle Schwarber certainly continued to establish himself, and now the challenge becomes, or the opportunity becomes, depending on how you look at it, for Joe Maddon, how to fit Miguel Montero and Kyle Schwarber into the lineup, I would think, on a regular basis. Schwarber, left-handed hitter, coming off a big game against left-hander Jeff Locke of the Pirates. Never really had much trouble hitting left-handers or right-handers. And also questions, you know, what do you do with Chris Coughlin at that point? Also the Starlin Castro question that seems to hang. How long will he be the shortstop? Jorge Soler is, you know, not been as productive as projected. Coughlin maybe move over and play some there. Is there any way Matt Caesar, who's been killing the ball in AAA, can wind up in there? Javi Baez back very well in AAA. It just seems like a lot of pieces in the air. And Kerry, but when you look at this, isn't this really what happens with good organizations? You have multiple players that can contribute at multiple positions. So, I mean, good problem or bad problem here as they try to sort through the roster?
Oh, I think it's a good problem because it just shows that there's a lot more depth than there was, you know, the last few years, you know, when they were struggling to find just a fifth starter. You know, for them to go out and get Dan Herron just shows you how much better the organization is and feels about the team. I think this will all sort out. I think one thing that Joe has said is that he'd like to get some more days off for some of the kids, you know, the Addison Russell, Chris Bryant, those guys, just to give them a little bit of a breather. And having Coughlin be a little more versatile, having Schwarber who can go on left and give the sub in there. Coughlin can go to right to get Solera day. I mean, it's actually having all these movable pieces is, I think, exactly what Madden likes and what he wants.
Yeah, and would you expect more likely than not that as the Cubs go into August playing significant games and then staying on track into September to play significant games, it's going to be a lineup that changes a lot on a regular basis as opposed to one that has, you know, true patterns? It seems like, I mean, that Joe Madden certainly did it with the Rays and seems like he has the parts to continue to do that here.
Yeah, Madden and the coaching staff, it's not just him, but the coaching staff really studies matchups, and Madden likes to call them the geeks, but all the stats geeks in the Cubs front office are there, you know, going over the numbers and then present it to Joe, and then Joe obviously will make the final decision, but I think what they'll do is look for the best matchups and go from there, and it'll be interesting. You won't be able to just boom right down the same nine every single day. It's going to be a little challenging for us to keep up with them.
Yeah, I think you like to post that lineup when it comes out early in the afternoon. I think a lot of people will be looking on a daily basis to see what's going on there. Interesting soundbite that came from what had to be a long night Monday night in Pittsburgh. The Cubs eventually rained out in a game they had started. John Lester, talking about the approach for the rest of the year, summed it up with playing stupid. You know, he said he wanted the Cubs to play stupid, and I thought it was interesting. He compared it to the 2008 Rays, Joe Madden's team, which had gone from 66 wins, and these are my details, not John's, but 66 wins to 97 wins that year, and wound up beating the Red Sox in a great seven-game ALCS, and Lester was saying that, you know, they basically just kept showing up to play. They didn't really think about the consequences or what they were doing and thought that was a great approach for a young team. My question, Kerry, is with all the attention that comes toward the Cubs and the fact that Wrigley Field is not Tropicana when it comes to how much attention is paid, how many people are in the stands, Is it going to be possible for this young team to follow that edict and block out all of the expectation and hopes that fans will be putting on them?
Well, I don't think the players. I don't want the fans to take this the wrong way. I don't think the players are that concerned about the fans' expectations because I think the players all have higher expectations than any of the fans have. If anybody could understand that. I just, the best thing for the Cubs, and this is going to sound weird, but the best thing for the Cubs might be that Bears training camp is going on right now, and you're going to have a lot of the media tied up with the Bears, and most of the people won't, you know, media-wise, it should be a little quieter at Wrigley. It's just, you know, these guys are used to playing in front of packed stadiums, so they're used to that. I still think fans need to remember that this team is coming off a season last year where they did not do well. And I still look at this season as being part of the rebuild process. This is a huge step for them. Yes, they're in contention. Yes, it'd be great if they made it to the postseason. But I'm not if they don't make it, I'm not going to say that this was a horrible year. I think that they've overachieved so far. And what I'm more curious to see is how guys like Chris Bryant, Addison Russell, and Kyle Schwarber deal with that extra month of the season. That, to me, is more more pressing than anything. You know, these guys haven't played this much. They haven't played in this kind of situation. Let's see how that plays out.
And, I think from the front office's standpoint, talking to Theo Epstein about it a little bit, I think the hope is not so much the outcome in October, and that is the disconnect fans would have a hard time processing. But I think Theo sees that the Cubs have a great opportunity to get experience under the fire. The young guys that you mentioned and a lot of other guys too, even a Jake Arrieta, guys that just really haven't quite been in the same situations they'll find themselves in September and October. And it's been fascinating to watch them so far. I don't expect that to change one bit the rest of the way. And Kerry will be right there keeping up with it. For Kerry Muscat, this is Phil Rogers. This has been MLB.com Extras, Chicago Cubs edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.